Last week, Interior Secretary Gail Norton called a press conference to claim that the wetlands in the United States have had unprecedented gains from 1997 through 2004. How is this possible during a period when the administration has consistently supported rollbacks of the Clean Water Act to satisfy industry and development, and when the administration admits that there was a loss of over 500,000 acres of natural wetlands during that same time period? Well, suddenly they're factoring in artificially created ponds, such as golf course water hazards and farm impoundments. Putting them in the equation added 715,000 acres. You know those little ponds collecting toxic runoff from interstate highways and the cloverleafs? Those are now wetlands. Of course, since these artificial sharp-edged ponds were never factored in before, not even this represents a true gain in wetland acreage. It's just an ecological version of Enron accounting. Even though the administration has already declared fish farm salmon are wild fish to prevent the Endangered Species Act from protecting salmon habitat, I still thought this was an early April Fool's joke until I saw the actual report. It's absolutely true. Ponds collecting all the pesticide and fertilizer runoff from golf courses are now counted as wetlands, as if it were possible that sharp-edged ponds offer any of the benefits of natural marshes and swamps. Just 3 days earlier, the Army Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency proposed new regulations that encourage the development of artificial wetlands, which can now be considered as mitigation wetlands used by industries that destroy vital natural habitats. When I think of mitigation wetlands, I like to think of the Roy Johnson wetland in Douglas County, Wisconsin, along Highway 13. That is a quality wetland, teeming with yellow-headed blackbirds, rails and terns, and other indicator species that are found in the productive wetlands the Wetlands Protection Act was designed to protect. Way back in the 1970s, I learned how critical wetlands are for human as well as natural values, for absorbing and detoxifying floodwaters, producing ducks for hunters, fish for anglers, and dragonflies that eat at least some of the mosquitoes produced in stagnant urban ponds. Now we count those stagnant urban ponds as wetlands. What's next, counting bird baths and basement seepage? I don't know what's happened to our environmental ethic. Has the constant repetition of the term environmental wacko seeped into the natural consciousness, somehow transforming our view of people who value nature like Teddy Roosevelt and Aldo Leopold? As more and more people invest in the stock market, have we somehow grown more complacent about letting corporations make their profits however they may? Have we as a people bought into the new corporate model of short-term profits at the expense of long-term investment? I don't know why we've become so short-sighted, but in light of recent environmental disasters, if we don't change course soon, there'll be no turning back. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and Binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.